The following program is a production of Holy Spirit Radio.
Welcome to NFP for Life with your hosts, Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberger. Dr. Ruppersberger is a board-certified GYN with an NFP-only practice in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. He and his wife are both certified natural family planning instructors for the Family Life Office of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. And now, here are your hosts for NFP for Life, Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberger.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ, and welcome to our program, NFP for Life, here at Holy Spirit Radio, 1570 AM, on this beautiful Friday afternoon, as we do monthly when we do our program, although we missed last month because this time last month it was a little snow on the ground,
right,
and we had a little
weird
spring
snowstorm.
Yeah. But we're glad to be back, and the weather seems to be changing, and Betty will open with a prayer.
Welcome, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
O God, you bless us with life. Your healing love brings peace to our souls. You have left the traces of that high calling written in the laws of our human nature so that our own bodies and minds speak to us of the great purpose for which you have created us. Help us to make our daily decisions in the light of ultimate destiny of our human family as revealed to us in Christ your Son. Guided by your Holy Spirit, may we seek your goodness in the truth of all things. May believers everywhere work together to secure your gifts of life and healing for all. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're coming to you today, and we're going to start off the program today, and we plan on doing a review of our Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Conference, which we had this year on March 3rd at St. Mary Medical Center. But prior to that, I'd like to make a couple of announcements in the event that we run out of time at the end of the program. I don't want to have anybody out there miss out on some of the exciting things that are coming up. Tomorrow morning at St. Ignatius Parish in Yardley at 9:30 a.m., Sister Sheila Galligan, who's the chairperson of the Department of Theology at Immaculata University and an extremely entertaining and I will say vivacious speaker, will be speaking on deadly vices saving virtues. For those of you who might remember your earlier catechism, the seven deadly vices are pride, greed, lust, anger, gluttony, envy, and sloth. And the seven saving virtues are humility, mercy, chastity, patience, temperance, love of God, love of neighbor, love of enemy, and fortitude and courage. So Sister's going to be going over these tomorrow morning in the Religious Ed Center at 9:30. We'll have a nice continental breakfast for everyone. There's no pre-registration required, and a free will offering. There's no cost, and she'll be speaking on these for about an hour or so with a question and answer period. So it'll be a beautiful day tomorrow. It's a beautiful way to start out your weekend and start out your day and come spend some time discussing and learning a little bit more about your faith. In addition to that, next month, on Thursday, May the 3rd, the Adult Faith Formation Program, also at St. Ignatius, will be again hosting Father Martin Padovani, and he will speak on healing wounded relationships. For those of you who may not be aware, Father Padovani is a Divine Word missionary and a licensed therapist and a psychologist, and he combines psychology and religion, as well as being a priest. And he will discuss his books on healing wounded relationships, and that will be Thursday, May the 3rd, 2007, from 7:30 to 9 p.m. again in the St. Ignatius Religious Ed Center. Also coming up this coming week out at St. Agnes in Sellersville will be Christopher West doing another presentation on one of his Theology of the Body seminars, and that information is available on the radio website at 1570 AM at HolySpiritRadio.com. And Christopher was on Voices of the Unborn this week to discuss that upcoming appearance and his discussion. So he's back in the area again to do some discussions. So please, if you have any questions, you can give St. Agnes's in Sellersville a call, and they'll be able to give you the information as to the exact location and time. Several other announcements that are actually in the news. This is actually a piece of really what I consider to be good news. You may have just heard it on the EWN broadcast, but earlier this week, the Supreme Court of the United States upheld the Federal Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act of 2003, which President George Bush had signed into law and then was challenged and appealed and went through all the appeals courts up to the Supreme Court. And Cardinal Regali came out as the chairman of the Committee for Pro-Life Activities of the United States Catholic Conference and Bishops and spoke to the great joy that was being felt by the upholding of this federal law that bans that horrific procedure of partial birth abortion. So it's a small victory, but nevertheless a victory for life and a victory for love and a victory for God's plan in protecting our children. And so that's what our program is all about, life and love and natural family planning. And so I wanted to make sure that you were aware of some of these successes, because they are few and far between and we don't get a whole bunch of them. As far as the actual conference is concerned, getting into the meat of the program, Betty's going to go through the outline of what we did throughout the day, and then we'll just briefly review some of the presentations. The entire purpose of our conference was to try to come together as a group of supporters and users of natural family planning and come up with a marketing program. So Betty will tell you a little bit more about that because we feel that we had a really great day and it was pretty successful.
Right. And on this day, which was March the 3rd at St. Mary Medical Center, and I'd like to thank them for their graciousness and hospitality, because they have allowed us to have our conference there. I think this is the sixth conference. So St. Mary Medical Center, thank you so much for hosting this wonderful conference again. And the topic and theme of our conference was, do you want to know a secret? NFP, the best kept secret of the Catholic Church. So what we were trying to accomplish was to try and understand how we, NFP promoters and users and couples and people from the Archdiocese, Precanas, wherever, can help to promote this message. And as you're listening to this program today, if you have any ideas or comments to make about that, please give us a call if you at 215-345-1570, because we're here to promote NFP. We want other people to promote it. We want other people to know about it. We want this to be a common understanding topic in every Catholic home. And right now, we feel that it's lacking. So we started out the day with registration and breakfast, which is very important. We always give a breakfast, continental breakfast.
Quite a beautiful continental breakfast, I might add.
And also was hosted by St. Mary Medical Center. And the opening prayer was Monsignor Shoemaker, who's the spiritual chaplain for the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network. And then we had opening remarks by George Finnan, who is now the past president of the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network.
And I'd like to personally thank George for all of his leadership and all of his efforts. He's actually one of the founding fathers, if you will, of the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network, and actually got this network off the ground along with Barbara Rose. And they are now making a lateral move into other areas in the organization for support. And George has been the president over the past 2 years and helped revise the bylaws and shows up at every meeting possible with a table of his wares trying to support and promote natural family planning through pamphlets, brochures, videotapes, articles, books, and every other imaginable media message taking a session, including spending the majority of his time at the pro-life dinner every year, standing out in the lobby, talking to anyone that he can. So George and Eileen, his wife, have been teaching natural family planning for 30 years and are still very active in doing that. And we'd certainly like to thank George for his leadership and his presidency.
Right. And the new president is now Dr. Lester Ruppersberger. Just one more thing on your plate there, right, Les?
Hold the applause. Hold the applause.
So as the day progressed, one of our first speakers was Generation Life. And we were privileged to have them there. And their topic was teen sex, saying no in a yes world. And what was so fascinating about this presentation was that they showed video of television clips and MTV, things that occur between the hours of 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. when teens are home alone before their parents get home from work. And after viewing that video, it was a little frightening because it was so sexually explicit and they were trying to impress upon the adults in the audience that, you know, we have to monitor our children, our teen children, our young adults. They're being saturated by the culture of death and by all this illicit sexual activity or whatever else, you know, you want to call it. So it was a big eye-opener, and they spoke a lot about chastity and modesty, and helped us along because we have to build this at a school age and allow it to build. We can't just throw this at people that are 25 or 30. If you haven't heard the message before that, you have some time to catch up.
And it was a great tag team between Judy McLean, who's the new director of Generation Life and took over for Kim Marshall Savage, and Mountain McElvray, and who is the outreach coordinator for colleges. And they not only presented some of the negative aspects of what our teens are up against, our children are up against as far as our culture, as Betty mentioned, but they also presented some hope in the positive aspects of large groups of really young people mm-hmm. who are dedicating their lives to chastity and abstinence and who are going down the shore every summer and walking up and down the beaches and on the boardwalk and who are standing outside of abortion clinics and praying the rosary and who are supporting conferences and dances and trips and other activities to promote their message and show that there is some hope and that there is a large segment of our population, our young population, and we need to take this into consideration when we are developing a marketing plan because these are the future parents, the future marriages, the future couples of tomorrow that need to know this message of NFP, and a significant aspect of NFP is chastity and abstinence. And so they go hand in hand, and you can't mention one without the other. And so they need to be part of the marketing plan. And I think that Judy and Mountain did a great job. And I think, although the audience at 9 o'clock in the morning was somewhat shocked by some of the MTV clips and some of the music and the rap music and the language, they needed to have that little bit of a shock effect to let us know what we're up against. And I think that there were a lot of parents in the audience as well as teachers and clergy and so forth that became a little bit more aware of what's out there.
And, you know, they just didn't speak about these activities that they have. They showed video on it, which really had a great impact. I mean, when you see the airplane flying across the beach with the big chastity message every summer, that's Generation Life. And it's pretty cool to see how courageous and how convicted these children, these young teens and young adults are about the chastity movement. So, again, if you have any comments, questions, you'd just like to say hi, please give us a call, 215-345-1570. We'd love to hear from you.
Our second speaker that morning, in any small coincidence, Sister Sheila Galligan has been extremely active, both as a board member from the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network for the past several years. She's also been a past guest on our program, but when she came, Sister is so humble that when she came as the guest, she brought four students with her to speak to the issues that she wanted them to speak to. And she's the one that we just announced is doing the program tomorrow at St. Ignatius. But we wanted her to give us a little bit of insight as to the college update called NFP 101. And as the chairperson of the theology department at Immaculata, Sister came in and did an overview of just exactly what constitutes the definition of a Catholic university and what the essential characteristics of Catholic universities are, and then reviewed a laundry list of local Catholic colleges and the types of courses that are offered at those colleges and just exactly what they teach about Christian marriage, about marriage in the family. Some of the colleges had no specific courses in their religious studies program that had anything to do with marriage in the family or natural family planning. Some of the colleges, the closest that they would come are sacraments, ritual, worship, and symbol. Some of them actually had full-blown programs on Christian marriage and relationships, sexuality, and Christian morality. And Immaculata, of course, much to the kudos of Sister, has an entire curriculum on marriage in the family, theology of the body, the gospel of life, and they even offer a John Paul II certificate program, and NFP speakers are invited to classes, and theology of the body texts are used in three courses at Immaculata. So she wasn't just there tooting her own horn, but she wanted to let everyone in the audience know that we do have to market to not only the students that are going to colleges, which would be in the age bracket of Generation Life, but we also need to market the college and the universities themselves and the faculty development offices to let them know that they need to start implementing some courses on marriage, family, and incorporating NFP. She also noted that at Marquette in the School of Nursing, they have an entire in-house NFP program, which is actually developed and run by Richard Ferring, and they have online NFP teacher programs for health professionals. They conduct research and scholarship in NFP and develop and offer innovative NFP services, and they're probably the most forward-thinking Catholic university in the United States. They did do some telephone follow-up and search results and questioned them, and she concluded by giving us a challenge that the Catholic University will have to speak some uncomfortable truths which do not please public opinion, but nevertheless are necessary in order to safeguard the authentic good of society. Mm. So the message that she gave is that as popular as a university may want to be, if they have the word Catholic next to their name, then they have a responsibility and a mandate from their religion and their faith and their church to go ahead and speak some uncomfortable truths, which incorporates the truth of life and love that God gives us and stamps in our body, which comes directly from theology of the body, and that is NFP. And if we don't get that message out there, then we're never going to be able to overcome the ignorance that leads to only 2-4% of the population using natural family planning.
And I do think personally that these colleges, these Catholic institutions, it is their responsibility. I mean, they have a large group of young people that they can market to, and that's where we have to reach these people before marriage to understand their sexuality and the holiness of it and the sacredness of it. And it is a responsibility that they need to open their eyes to, especially if they're not providing it now, and not stop trying to be so politically correct and be Catholic institutions.
If you're going to use the word Catholic, then be Catholic. If you don't want to be Catholic, then don't use the word Catholic, and don't try to dupe people into thinking that they're sending their children to a Catholic university where they're going to be educated in the faith and religion. Yes, there can be diversity, but you must speak the truth, and the truth will set you free. And Sister is a perfect example of trying to lead Immaculata in that direction, directly from the top in her position in the theology department. So, you know, we have a big job ahead of us with this marketing program. I'll speak a little bit toward the end of the program. We're not going to finish this topic today because we're going to end it next month with our next program, where we're actually going to have the person who wrote the business plan come in and present it, because I think Betty and I are not business people, and we are not overly familiar with the development and the presentation of business plans. But our ultimate goal is to put all this together in a package and schedule an appointment with the Cardinal, and go down and present this package to him in the hopes that the Archdiocese will investigate and perhaps embark upon a marketing program similar to the one that we're going to talk about in Wichita, Kansas, in a couple of minutes.
But also we need to recruit and have more people that practice NFP to become NFP instructors, to want to promote this message. And if you don't know anything about NFP but you're interested in NFP, you know, we want to hear from you. We need your help to spread this message. And again, give us a call. Let us know what you think about marketing NFP, or if you have a comment or a question, 215-345-1570. Our next speaker, who was extremely entertaining, was Father David Fernandez, and his topic was NFP in marriage prep. Now, Father Fernandez feels very strongly that NFP in marriage prep should be mandated by every parish. And he even made a joke of it, saying, yeah, he'll probably never be made a Monsignor because he's going against the grain. But he really feels very strongly about this. So he's a dear priest, and we go down to his parish every year, and we try to promote this message for him and for those couples that are in pre-Cana. So he starts out his presentation with the three F words: faithful, fruitful, and forever.
And when he talks about these words, he talks about that every act of marital embrace has to answer and respond to these three words in order to evaluate the morality of that particular act. And if this marital embrace is not faithful, and it's not fruitful, and it's not forever, then it does not meet the criteria of a moral act, and therefore should not be engaged in. He talks about faithful, meaning obviously thou shalt not commit adultery, and that you remain faithful to your partner throughout your entire life. He talks about fruitful, meaning that every single solitary act of marital intimacy must be open to life, and that is absolutely positively against teaching of the church to engage in any type of contraception, which is the opposite of fruitful love. He stressed that fertility is not a disease, and that contraception is giving medication to people for a natural biological gift that God has given us. He talks about forever. By its very nature, the institution of marriage and married love is ordered to the procreation and education of offspring, and it is in them that it finds its crowning glory, and that we need to stay together forever in this concept, regardless of how old we get, how bald we get, how decrepit we get, and that couples who practice natural family planning have a much lower rate of divorce than the national average. He speaks to the reasons why natural family planning is not well received.
And it's not well received because it's not part of the popular culture. And the desire, our culture today has desire for instant gratification. and we're disinformation, ignorance, and myths against NFP, and we lack marketing by the clergy and the archdiocese, and there's disinterest and dissent.
And what that means is that there are actually, unfortunately, some priests and some pastors and some deacons who are unwilling to speak to the church teaching on natural family planning for whatever reason, and we need to create and incorporate reaching out to them in love and in charity to, in this marketing plan, we need to include them in this marketing plan. We need to incorporate them into this marketing plan, and we need to get them on board. We need to get this boat going, and we need to all be rowing in the same direction. And we can't have somebody sitting there with their oar out of the water, and we can't have somebody sitting there with their oar going in the wrong direction. So we need to be, we need to get some speed, and we need to get underway. And Betty and I, as part of this program, and with the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network, with the support of organizations like the Philadelphia Catholic Medical Association, who also co-sponsored this conference, St. Mary Medical Center, who graciously, as Betty mentioned, gives us the space and the food and the entire day and a wonderful facility with the state-of-the-art audiovisual aids that you can switch back and forth from PowerPoint to video and every different type
It's such great technology that we have to be trained on how to use it before we start our program.
Amazing.
But again, give us a call, 215-345-1570. And Father Fernandez talked about myths of NFP, and he ran down a whole list of different things that are myths against, for NFP. NFP is there's no difference between NFP and contraception, which is an absolute myth. NFP does not allow for sexual spontaneity, absolutely false. Sex is a private decision between two people. Well, God's involved, the Holy Spirit, the creator of life. He's involved there, so that's a myth. The Catholic Church wants people to have as many babies as possible. Absolutely false. They want us to be responsible parents. Understand our fertility. They're offering this to you, and they want you to understand your fertility. Some more of the myths. NFP is just another name for rhythm. Absolutely not. It is not rhythm. It's a symptothermal method. It's a Creighton model method, BOMA method, all different methods on understanding your specific cycle and your ability to know your fertility. NFP is not a reliable method of family planning. Absolutely false. 99% effective if used properly. NFP can only be used by women with regular cycles. Absolutely false. You can learn your fertility, whether you have a regular cycle or not, and it will even help you pinpoint if you have a medical condition that needs to be addressed. NFP is too complicated to be useful for most people. That's absolutely silly. I say it takes a minute a day to practice NFP, a minute to take your temperature in the morning. That's it. And if I don't understand why that's so complicated.
In fact, I'd like to mention in support of what Betty just said, because we're just not reading, and so you don't have to take our word for it. This week in the Journal of Human Reproduction, Volume 22, Number 5, just published February 20, 2007, the effectiveness of fertility awareness method based fertility awareness, natural family planning. They did a study that began in 1985, incorporating 900 women over 17,000 menstrual cycles. And the conclusion was that the symptothermal method is a highly effective family planning method, provided the appropriate guidelines are consistently adhered to. This was published by Oxford University Press on behalf of the European Society of Human Reproduction and Embryology. You will not hear this on the evening news.
No.
Oprah will not do a program on this. You will not hear this on Ellen. You will not hear this on any of the health channels. You will not hear this on, what's the one that does the Discovery Channel. You will not see this even probably, possibly on EWTN. There is actual medical research predominantly in Europe, although, as I mentioned, there is research at Marquette University and also at Paul VI Institute at Creighton doing research on these very topics and documenting it. And now here is an article appearing in a very prestigious medical journal, and I intend on making copies of this. I just got it this afternoon about 2 o'clock before I left my office. Through the internet group that I'm on with NFP professionals, and I'm going to make copies of this and give it to my partners in my office. And I think that you know, people need to be made aware of this. So we're just not sitting here, you know, blowing smoke, telling you that this is a myth and that's a myth. What we're saying is backed up by science and by scripture and by church teaching. And these speakers that we have come passionately and with good information and provide that information, and that all needs to be incorporated in our marketing program.
Right, and they have great credentials also. But the funniest thing, presentation that Father Fernandez brought up was, he brought up a slide, and it says, he had a woman in a car, and it said, learning to drive at 37. And everybody chuckled, and he says, I'm going to have to explain this one. And the problem is, he says, he has parishioners that come to him, perhaps at the age of 37, and they don't believe that NFP could possibly work. First of all, they've never heard about it. And now at 37, they're expected to learn about NFP and also expected to use it. So he says he has an uphill battle trying to convince Catholics who have never heard the message. We have to get this message out at a young age so that people will grow up understanding and know this message. We fell down for a lot of years, and we need to get back on track. And yes, you can learn to drive at 37 or 40. It's not ever too late to learn NFP.
But it'll be much better if you learn to drive at 15.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
He also dispelled a couple of other issues, and we're extracting pieces of information from all these presentations, and this is one of my pet peeves that I hear from quite a few NFP supporting speakers as I go around at different conferences. The word artificial is not the problem. That is not the problem, the difference between natural family planning and artificial contraception. You hear people refer to that all the time. It's not the word artificial. It's the word contraception, and it's what is meant by contraception and what contraception does to the marital act. It separates the procreative from the unitive, and it violates God's law, God's covenant, and God's intent and the purpose of human sexuality to begin with. And so it's not in the language. And so when we do this marketing program, you will not see the word artificial anywhere in this marketing program. We also need to emphasize the potential health problems of contraceptives. You know, when you're doing a marketing program, you've heard me and say many times on this program, if I have a half hour, I'd rather spend the time discussing natural family planning and the benefits then spend the time discussing contraception and the risks. But we need to inform women in a very direct, specific, intelligent, reasonable, and understandable way that these contraceptives have health problems, headaches, depression, weight gain, high blood pressure, stroke, blood clots, liver tumors, depression,
painful menses, perforation of the uterus, heavy periods, ectopic pregnancies, pelvic infections, osteoporosis, and high blood sugar.
So we need to teach the social consequences of our culture. We need to be able to also list the benefits of natural family planning, the low cost, no harmful side effects, effective for achieving spacing or timing of pregnancies, enriching marriages and creating an improvement in mutual understanding between the couple, giving an appreciation for the value of every single solitary child that comes into this world, fostering respect for and acceptance of the total person, and letting everybody know that it is morally acceptable and that any form of contraception is morally unacceptable. We also need to discuss the social consequences of a contraceptive culture, which were written about by Paul VI in Humanae Vitae. And then he concluded with this quote from Luke chapter 16, verse 5.
Which says, "For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light."
So we have a lot of ammunition. We got a lot of insight. Some people put in a lot of effort and a lot of time. I think it was very entertaining, and I truly believe that we will put together a very effective marketing program. Our next speaker of the morning was Christian Chacha, who is a mother and educator. She is married and has five children. She homeschools her children. She has six children. She has always used NFP from the very first time that she was married. And she spoke to it from the point of view of families, because we need to get this message out to families. We need to see from a woman's point of view and from a mother's point of view what kind of information would be valuable to a woman and to a mother for her family in educating her family and raising her children. And Kristen spoke to emulating the ideal couple of two people who were practicing chaste, totally Catholic people, and that was Joseph and Mary. Mm-hmm. And she spoke to their example. She also said that we need to go through an act of discernment in order to be able to make this judgment between whether or not a woman would want to use contraception or whether or not she would want to use natural family planning. And she pointed out a quote. And actually, quite a few of the quotes that Kristen spoke to in her talk, which was totally from her heart. It wasn't a slideshow, totally from her heart. As I sat there and listened, it kept popping into my mind. The Holy Spirit was speaking to me that a lot of the things that she was saying could be logos in the marketing program, which would be an important aspect of the program. So one of the things that she said was that every act is an act of love and life. She also said, don't be exploited, be elevated. She also said, don't just do it, be an NFP user. She also said, do you want to engage in nonsense or common sense? NFP is common sense. She had mentioned that if you want to learn about sex, you need to talk, talk, talk. That's why they call it intercourse. NFP promotes talk. She said that there are a lot of women out there that are bruised and broken and that they need to be healed and put together, and we have to find a way in our marketing program to be able to speak to that. She also said that if you were having dessert and you were going to make a selection, would you want to snack well or would you want tiramisu? And who wouldn't want tiramisu over a snack well? Well, that's the differential between contraception and natural family planning. Natural family planning, obviously, being the elite dessert. She said, don't practice love. Contraception is practicing. NFP is loving and living. She spoke to the fact that natural family planning is a journey, and she recommended that you take the first step on the road to life and love, and that's taking an NFP class, which she and her husband did at the beginning of their marriage. She said that nothing can make a woman feel more attractive than a man saying yes at her fertile time. And then she finally ended with, why are so many people so miserable? because they don't know about natural family planning. So Kristen offered us a lot of insight. She offered us a lot of information that we can use in the program. And she gave us a very heartfelt, touching witness and testimony. And Betty and I believe that witness and testimony ought to be every part of every educational program. And then we followed, finally, as we have about 17 minutes before we wrap up our program here, with our featured speaker of the day, but she is not the last speaker of the day. But this is the topic on which we'll end our program, because this is kind of the meat of the program, but the heart of the program was the business plan, which was presented by our last speaker of the day and our son, Greg Ruppersberger, who's an MBA in finance. And he presented a very, very cogent and very definitive and very entertaining a business plan. And our goal is to have him on next month's program, where he will be our guest, and he will actually speak to the business plan. And
he and his wife both are NFP instructors for the Archdiocese, and they live that message themselves.
So Judy Leonard is the director of the Family Life Program in the Diocese of Wichita, and about 3 years ago they embarked upon a marketing program to try to see what they could do about improving the message and the information in with the Diocese of Wichita in relationship to natural family planning. She started out by telling us that the steps to an effective natural family planning awareness program are step number one, and we've been doing this since we've been involved, and that is to pray. Pray, pray, pray. And we would ask all of you, if you cannot come to conferences, if you cannot come to lectures, if you cannot support us financially, if you cannot support us by calling the radio program at 215-345-1570 and asking us a question and letting us know that you're out there, if you can't do any of those things, then at least pray for natural family planning. Because we need all the prayer we can get, and especially pray at this time that our efforts will be successful with the Archdiocese of Philadelphia to put our Archdiocese on the map and come up with the greatest marketing program of any Archdiocese in the United States, and every other Archdiocese will take our program and model it. And this will sweep like a wave across the country, and no better place to start than the birthplace of liberty, the birthplace of freedom, the birthplace of our country than in Philadelphia and in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. So there's another logo that I just thought of, and there's another marketing ploy that I'm going to
write
use.
Write that one down, will you?
So that's another marketing. The second thing that she told us is that this type of program generates publicity. So we need to be sure that everyone, including our local cardinal, is on board with the idea before the campaign starts. So this is not introducing the campaign. We're talking about our conference, and we're talking about our plans. It's extremely important that we have funding and to make sure that there's enough financial backing, not only for the program, but also for the additional expenses of training teachers when people do respond and having people to answer the phones. We need to plan ahead. We need to think of couples who might be good teachers. Betty told you that our lines are open. If you even have the remotest idea or thought that maybe at some point in time you would like to be an NFP teacher, call the program. Go to the program's website at Holy Spirit Radio, 1570 AM, holyspiritradio.org. And leave your name and your number and your contact information, and we will put together a list. Their goal in the Diocese of Wichita was to have an NFP instructor in every parish. We have 266 parishes, roughly, in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. I think that going for 266 instructors might be a little heady, but at least we can shoot for that.
And well, I think it's possible.
If we end up with 100 instructors, we have 8, so we only need 92 more. If we end up with 100 instructors, then I think we'll be doing fabulous. Step 4, she said that we need to understand that people are bringing the message to by doing some preliminary research. So one of the things that they did in Wichita was did some preliminary research. We'll speak to that briefly if we can get to it. And this research can be as simple as talking to people on the street or as involved as hiring a marketing consultant. But, of course, you all know that that's more money. But the Archdiocese may have a marketing consultant already under their employ. We need to have a tracking system set up so that we know what works and what doesn't work. We need to listen to the needs of specific people responding to the campaign and seek out those who do not respond and listen to them, too. What did you think about our campaign? Why didn't you respond? Is it bad? Does it not attract you? Is it bad language?
How can we make it better?
And we need to be flexible. We need to review the campaign for needed changes over a period of time. One of the advantages that Wichita has is that their co-sponsor was Via Christi Regional Medical Center, which is their Catholic health care provider in their diocese. I have long espoused that natural family planning needs to be coming from a health care facility. And so I would exhort publicly on the radio today that St. Mary Medical Center and their administration, who support us every year at our Natural Family Planning Conference, also support us on implementing and instituting a Department of Natural Family Planning as part of their health care ministry, and let them be the beacon and the center of where this emanates from. We need to ask priests to recruit and look for couples and women as potential teachers.
And we have to do callbacks. If people call our first contact and they don't follow up, or there are no show, if they don't come to a class, we need to contact them and gently, you know, tell them, hey, you know, if you couldn't make it, we'll give you another date or whatever. There needs to be a letter from the Cardinal annually to all priests. And, you know, we have an NFP awareness week in July, July 22nd to the 28th. Every parish should be promoting this. They have romance nights, and they have gatherings of NFP instructors, NFP users, NFP promoters. Just romance nights to let people know that, you know, this is important and that you love your spouse enough that you want to have a loving relationship with them. We need to have bulletins. Church bulletins need to have monthly schedules in them where these classes are being held, so that if people, you know, maybe missed a month, but they want to be able to, you know, sign up another time, they need to have a monthly schedule in every parish bulletin. Weekly calendars and articles in the newspapers are really important, especially in Catholic newspapers. Now, we have a phenomenal Catholic newspaper.
Probably one of the best in the country,
The Catholic Standard and Time. They're always there to promote NFP. They will be glad, I know for sure, glad to promote this message. So, you know, we just have to get this ball rolling. We have to have weekly programs and articles going on in the newspaper.
And, in fact, the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network does sponsor ads for natural family planning constantly ongoing throughout the entire year on natural family planning. You'll see a little block with little quips, just little one-liners, because that's all we can afford for the ads. Subscribe to Catholic newspapers. Subscribe to the Catholic Standard and Times. You'd be amazed what your eyes would be open to. If you want to bring a culture of life into your family and into your home, then get rid of all of the crap that's coming in there now and subscribe to Catholic magazines like This Rock, newspapers like the National Catholic Register, the Catholic Standard and Times. Read those articles. Have your children read them. Discuss the articles out loud. What do you think of this? It has local news. It has national news. It has international news. It talks about what's going on in government, in other countries, in the church, with other dioceses. Just a phenomenal amount of information just from three publications, and they're not that expensive. You consider the amount of money that you pay for Goth Digest, the Philadelphia Magazine, Time, Newsweek, all these other magazines and everything like that. They're giving messages that are about violence and death and all kinds of things, and it's so slanted from the media. Get the truth and bring the truth into your home. It's so important to engender and to support a culture of life in the family. It's the basic building block of our society, and society's trying to destroy our families.
Well, also, too, I hear when we give presentations, a lot of Catholics feel that they're not informed. They don't know what's going on in our church because they say they don't hear it from the pulpit. Well, when you have 15 minutes a week to give a sermon, you're not going to be, these priests are not able to give all this information. That's why you need to subscribe to these Catholic publications. But also, we need to promote this at our RCIA presentations also. And have guest speakers at your masses when you are promoting NFP. Write letters to your doctors and teachers to deliver in person to, you know, your Catholic school teachers, your college teachers, and support NFP-friendly doctors and pharmacists.
We interrupt this list to bring you a live caller.
Oh.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Dr. Ruppersberger. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I just wanted to say thank you from, I'm in a neighboring diocese. We're not even part of the Diocese of Philadelphia, but we get the Philadelphia Catholic Standard and Times because it's such an awesome diocesan newspaper. I also wanted to bring to your attention this summer down in Birmingham, there's going to be another EWTN family adventure, I would put it, on July 21st and 22nd, and it's a great way to spread the news about what you're putting together here for our diocese, for your diocese, about NFP. I'd be happy to share that with the other media missionaries down at EWTN.
Absolutely.
We're always asking for new ideas to spread around the country because there's going to be thousands and thousands of people down there with us.
Well, that sounds like a great idea, and it's just, you know, not a coincidence that July 22nd is the beginning of Natural Family Planning Awareness Week that runs from the 22nd to the 28th of July this year. It's the 36th anniversary, I believe, the 35th anniversary of Roe v. Wade this year. So that would be perfect timing. So if you can send me an email at the radio station, I'll be more than happy to get the information and put it out on our next program in May for what's coming up in July in Birmingham.
Wonderful. And also, my husband and I were 40-something Catholics who didn't hear about NFP until I was 41 years old. I'm 45 now. Been using it for 65 cycles, and it's just been tremendous.
Praise God. Thank you very much.
Didn't have a clue before your radio station was the reason why we found out about it. So
wow.
Thank you. Just know how many people you reach outside of Philly.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to tell Father Fernandez that that somebody that's 41 learned how to drive.
well, you know what? It really is so simple.
Right? It is simple.
And to tell you, I'm a molecular biologist. I have my master's in biochemistry and never learned any of this.
Right.
And through college. So I was amazed that something this simple could work so beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
So praise God. Have a great weekend and just know how much you mean to all of us.
You too.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
So there you go. You have a highly educated young woman, young at the age of 41, learning NFP and now spreading the word and listening to the program and speaking the message. And so that's what we need, is to reach people. And so the radio program and the message does make a difference, and we can reach more people. And when you hear the truth, you'll know it, and it will free up your entire life. And we only have a couple of minutes left, so Betty's going to finish up this list.
And then
we'll speak a little bit to the program next month.
And also, from our last caller, Dorothy, please contact us by email through, 1570?
HolySpiritRadio.com.
.org. Okay. 1570 Holy
Spirit. No. SpiritRadio.org.
All right. I start all over again. HolySpiritRadio.org is where you have to contact us. HolySpiritRadio.org. Okay, thanks so much, Dorothy.
So we have 1 minute, and just to wrap up, we had a very successful conference, and we're putting together this marketing program As I mentioned, we need your prayers and support. We will finish up next month when we come back in May, the third Friday between 4 and 5 p.m., and we will go over in detail with the writer and developer of the business plan and have a guest in Greg Ruppersberger. And we'd like to end by stating that we, Betty and I, have both lost our parents in the last 5 months, and we'd like to dedicate this program to them. And we'll end with a special prayer for Hail Mary in their honor.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next month.
God bless.
You've been listening to NFP for Life with your hosts, Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberger. NFP for Life is produced by Holy Spirit Radio and can be heard on the third Friday of every month at 4 p.m. and encores the following Sunday at 2 p.m.